In Taiwan's early days, transportation was not very convenient. Many distant locations, not serviced by roads, could only be reached by traveling on foot. That's why Chiang Kai-shek and Song Mei-ling had to travel by sedan carriage, like the one displayed here, halfway from Daxi to Jiaobanshan. The chair in this sedan was made of wicker and covered with a retractable tarp to protect the occupants against the wind and rain. The sedan carriers, one in front and the other behind, would insert two sturdy bamboo poles through rings on either side of the carriage and together lift and carry Jiang and Song off to the mountains. Besides the two sedan carriers, another two carriers would be on either side of the carriage as well. They not only ensured safe passage, but also took turns to carry the sedans when the carriers were tired. That's why there was even a sedan carrier personnel assignment in the office of the president back in those days.